Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you on board this Airgel Flight 84A to Carrickfinn. We are about to depart, so I would ask you this.
Do you want to pray?
What?
I'm just kidding. You seem a little tense.
No, I'm fine.
I hope this won't be a wasted journey.
I'm sure it won't be.
But it's possible he will refuse to speak to me, right?
I know, but he trusts you implicitly.
Really?
That's what he told me. That surprised you?
A little.
Why is that, then?
There is something which I think you should know.
Can it wait?
Why, what's wrong?
Jesus.
Are you okay?
I'm not a good flyer.
Come on, it's the safest form of transport.
Yeah, unless you're on the one that bloody crashes.
Relax. Hold my hand.
No, thanks.
It's there if you want it.
I'm not some pathetic bloody woman.
Well, you are kind of pathetic.
Piss off.
Now, look, look. We're flying, see?
It's all right for you. You've got the big fella looking out for you.
Yeah, sure. Do you know how many churches have collapsed on top of people singing hymns and praying? I don't think God works like that.
Well, at least you've got heaven to look forward to if it all goes tits up.
I very much doubt it.
Oh, don't tell me you're one of these atheist priests, Father.
No, no, of course not. It's just, you know, the whole afterlife thing. I don't have much time for that.
You don't believe in heaven?
Yes, I believe in heaven, but I believe this is it. Here, now.
God, I hope not.
You see, you're more religious than I am.
I was only joking.
Yeah, sure, that's what they all say.
Do they know you're out? So what was it you wanted to tell me? You said you wanted to tell me something.
Right, yes. I made some inquiries. I spoke to some contacts in the administration of our order. This is in the strictest confidence. They told me that many years ago, in the start of his ministry, Father Pat was moved between parishes. He was in a certain parish for only a short time, and then he was moved. And this happened more than once. Of course, what this signifies, I don't know.
How long ago?
A long time. 30 years at least.
And who told you this?
People I know was in the chancery of the Petrine Order. Not here, but in my country.
But who, exactly?
I promised that I wouldn't say. Anyway, if you ask them, they will deny it.
And when did you speak to them?
This week, because of everything that is happening.
You didn't mention it to Father Pat before he left?
No, of course not.
Okay, well, thanks. That's useful to know.
Don't mention it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Donegal International Airport.
Hello. If you have any luggage to collect... Inspector Flood?
Yes.
I'm Jerry McGarvey. I'm a sergeant at the barracks in Killybegs. They asked me to come out and meet you.
Ah, that's very kind. This is Father Emmanuel.
How are you, Father?
Nice to meet you.
Do you have any bags?
Nope, just this.
Okay. Come with me, please.
Nice weather for the time of year.
What we call a soft day.
I see.
Okay, Inspector, I'm obliged to ask you if you understand the terms of your visit to our country this fine day.
I think so. I'm investigating the murder of a man in North London. I understand Pat Glashan is an Irish citizen and subject to Irish law, so I have no powers of arrest or detention.
Is Father Pat a suspect in your investigation?
Well, he wasn't. But he did jump on a plane without warning and then refused to speak to me on the phone, so...
It's suspicious behaviour, is it?
Kind of. I'm sure he'll be able to account for himself.
Mm. Well, I've been tasked to monitor your investigation, but I promise it'll be a light touch.
Good. I like a light touch.
Aye. It's just up here.
Hello. I'm Father Kevin. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, you're the superior something.
Provincial superior. Head honcho, whatever you like to call it.
Wonderful house you have here.
Great, isn't it? It's like the house out of Psycho, I always think, when you're driving up that road. Where are you staying, by the way?
I'm booked into a B&B in Killybegs.
And I will take my usual bare, unheated cell, if that's all right with you.
Of course it is, Father. I'll put a mint on your pillow myself.
So how is the patient?
Keeping to his room.
Look, why don't I go and speak with him, and then I will come back to you, okay?
Yeah, fine. Well, if you wouldn't mind.
Won't be a minute.
Do you have a phone I could use? Only I don't seem to be able to get a signal.
No, you won't up here. Oh. Use the phone in my office through there. You need to dial 00...
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Incident room.
It's me, John.
Hey, good flight.
Yeah, great. How are things at the ranch?
We had to release O'Hagan.
Who?
The witness. Joe. Your man, the drunk.
Oh, him.
I gave him 20 quid from the float. He's under instructions to report back tomorrow, but whether he will or not...
He won't stray far from that church.
What about there?
I'm waiting to see Glashan. Now listen, I want you to run a PNC check on him.
Patrick Glashan, yeah?
Yeah. A little bird tells me he was moved between parishes a bit at the start of his career, about 30 years ago.
Aye, aye.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just see what you can pull up.
Right you are, Mum.
How are the names? Have you checked up on them?
Yeah, they're all right. One or two starting to moan a bit, but apart from that... There's something they ain't telling us, Mum. Any money you like, they're holding something back. I can see it in their eyes and their body language.
That's fear.
Well,
I've got to go. I've got to go, OK?
OK, Mum.
OK. He wants me to hear his confession, then he will speak to you.
So how long will that take?
I will hear his confession tonight, then he will speak to you, he says, first thing in the morning.
OK, well, 8:30 a.m. How does that sound?
Fine. I'm sure he will agree.
How does he seem?
I don't know. Different, somehow.
Yes, his mind's somewhere else. He's not the usual Pat at all.
No.
Ah, oh, sure. A good night's sleep and an Ulster fry, that cures most things, right, Father?
Yes, true.
Hello?
Hi, it's Manu.
Is everything all right?
Yes, everything's fine. Is your room okay?
Yes, thanks. Mm-hmm. Is that why you called?
No. I thought as it is your first night in a strange town, perhaps you would like some company.
Really?
Yes, why not? I could show you the sight.
Of Killybegs?
Yes, it's where we are.
All right. But no funny business, OK?
Of course. I'm a Roman Catholic priest.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Where are you?
Downstairs, in the reception.
God, you're confident.
Hi.
One condition. No discussing the reason I'm here, all right?
Sure. No shop talk.
Good. Okay.
So, what would you like to do?
Could I just say that I really hate Irish music? Hello? Hello? What do you have to do to get served in this place?
Most of the people in here are Russian.
What?
Russian!
Look! Seriously, can we go somewhere else?
What?
Russian. Are they? What's that about?
They work on the big factory ships that come here to the docks. They like to drink and they like Irish music.
Well, I'm still not convinced. It all sounds like one tune to me. And I don't really like the tune.
The funny thing is that most of the Irish people here are at a Tchaikovsky concert tonight.
Are they?
No.
You are a very strange man.
Would you like to eat?
I've eaten.
Oh, okay. At least it stopped raining.
I don't wish to be churlish, Madden. It really is a very nice bus shelter, but it's only actually protecting us from the waste up.
Maybe the rain will change direction.
Look, I'm wondering whether I should head back.
Okay, I'll walk with you.
Oh. Can we run, actually?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Oh, I am now officially soaked to the skin.
Me too. I'd better call a taxi.
Oh, come on, let's at least have a drink. Is the bar open, Brian?
It is now. Follow me, I'll bring you a couple of towels.
Oh. Isn't it a bit weird having people call you father?
No, it's a privilege. And yeah, it's a bit weird, I suppose, when they're old enough to be my own parents.
And you don't mind not being a real father?
Not at the moment, but who knows what will happen. I'm still a human being. Are you married?
Nope. Not at the moment.
But you have been?
No, married to the job.
Snap.
So what happens? I mean, this whole celibacy thing. I've always wondered. I mean, what do priests do when they, well, you know, when they get the urge?
What do you do?
Well, that's a bit of a personal question, isn't it?
Yes, it is, isn't it? Okay, well, I really should get back to the house for Vespers.
Right, well, thanks for a lovely evening. I'll see you in the morning, first thing, 8:30.
Yeah, we managed to avoid shop talk.
Yes.
Morning, ma'am. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, thanks.
Inspector.
Jerry, what's up?
You better come with me. Pat Cleshan's dead. He was found in his room this morning.
You're joking.
No, I wish I was.
At the Abbey?
Yeah, he hanged himself apparently. Well, looks like he did. Come on, hang on up there now.
That's how we found him. We couldn't get the door open to begin with.
Nobody else could have done it.
No. I mean, it wouldn't be impossible, I suppose, but it'd be bloody difficult. And I mean, who'd want to? Sounds like he was mixed up with something in London, right? Something that'd give him a reason for suicide?
No, possibly. Look, will you let me know if your socko's come up with anything?
Of course.
Where's Father Emmanuel? Do you know?
He's in the chapel. I'll take you there.
Manu. You okay?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't quite. I just hope I didn't say anything wrong, that's all.
I'm sure you didn't, Father.
How was he when you left him?
He was okay, I thought. He made this confession and I gave him absolution. Obviously, he was serious, somber.
What did he tell you?
What do you mean?
In his confession, did he tell you anything that might indicate, I don't know, that he was about to do harm to himself? Or something that might be relevant to my investigation?
You are asking me about this confession?
Yes.
But you must realise I can't comment on that. You understand the seal of the confessional?
Yes, of course, but surely these are extraordinary circumstances.
The circumstances are irrelevant. I cannot break the seal of the confessional. Whatever Pat said to me, it must rest with me. In my head. I'm sorry, Inspector. I can't tell you anything.
From this moment, how can it feel?